find him in the local gym at 5:30 in the morning, setting himself up for the day. As a gift to myself at Christmas, I'd bought a selection of workout milkshakes. You know the sort, protein and low calories and promises. I figured if I bought them, it might actually make me go to the gym. When work started again, I almost completely forgot about the new regime I had in mind for myself, until I came back home from the office and spied the special milkshakes on the kitchen counter. Harvey must have moved them, but I've no idea why. Either way, there they were, mocking me. I looked down at my crisp new suit and how it didn't quite hug my figure the way I remembered it used to. Fuck it, I said to myself, and I pulled a milkshake from the box and opened it. I could tell it was banana from the smell as I brought it up to my lips. It tasted sweet and creamy. It was kind of thick and moorish, and it felt great flowing down my throat. Huh, I chirped, surprised. I took another look at the bottle. Find the new you, the slogan read. I don't know what they put in these things, but I found myself downing the entire drink in record time. With the milk inside me, I had to promise myself that the hard work began tomorrow. The next morning, Harvey was surprised to see me downstairs at 5 in the morning, wearing my ill-fitting workout gear. Diane? He asked. This is early. I'm joining you, I told him, if that's okay. Sure, Harvey beamed. The gym is so empty in the morning, I guess it'll just be the two of us. Kinda relieved, I laughed. I don't want anyone watching. I'll leave you to it then, don't worry. You won't even notice I'm there. I gave his hair a little play with my fingers, and then ate a quick breakfast. We took separate cars, but I met Harvey in the gym after I signed up. He started on the bike to get warmed up, and I found myself gravitating towards the treadmill. Running had been something I was good at long ago. So anyways, I got to work. At first, I was all stiff, but soon I was loose, and it felt good to open the lungs. I started to feel better almost instantly after the workout. I noted I had this warm glow after my shower. My skin and hair just looked healthier. It was the perfect feedback to get me interested. Same time tomorrow? Harvey asked in the car park afterwards. You're on, I told him. That day at work, I got a bunch of compliments, and afterwards, just like before, I drank my milkshake. I know, you're supposed to have it after a workout, but I didn't want to mess with a winning formula. I ordered another box, and then the next day I met Harvey downstairs, just like before. Nice work, Diane, he cried happily as I downed the stairs. Then I noticed his eyes flash to my chest, and a look of embarrassment cross his face. I looked down. They're totally bigger. Good sleep? Harvey asked, changing the subject. Great! I'm already liking this new routine. It's not a routine yet, he warned. Don't get too comfortable. How could anyone get comfortable in this? I asked, looking down to my breasts that were spilling over the top of my outfit. Maybe time for an upgrade? Harvey suggested. The workout felt incredible, and I kept it up. I started to get more and more attention from people at work and strangers on the street. My hair's natural blonde tones had started to shine through, and my tan had intensified. Not only that, but the swelling in my tits didn't seem to go down. They became fuller than ever. On top of that, I'd started doing squats, and my ass looked just fine. After the first 3 weeks, I invested in a new wardrobe of workout clothes, all pink and bright. Harvey was the first guy to see me in them, and his eyes damn near popped out of his skull. Wow, he said, staring. This time he didn't look away. You look incredible. I, like, feel it too. And you don't look bad yourself, stud, I giggled. I saw Harvey light up as I complimented him. It was such an easy thing to do, but it looked like it had a huge impact on him. I started to be more positive and bubblier at work, and people really took notice. It was like the workout had started to change the way I was thinking, as well as my body. In the gym that day, after I'd